Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're up to the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to switch. It's going to be Karbon Pesach. Shachris. Pesach, let's just go over. Pesach. That's the one Karbon Pesach Chatos, that if you did it Shalom Lishma, what is the date of a person in the morning? The Pashtus is that it's possible. You can't check the dead. Any other time a person shechts in Pesach during the year, and shechts it l'shei Pesach, it's going to be possible. However, did shechts a different l'shei Pesach, l'shei Shlomo, l'shei Chat, doesn't make a difference for it. Be a shlomen. That's the din of a mice pesa. If shlomen, we said the din best of Malila. It becomes a min l'chol tzvas pesa. It's I'm to do this. Because of a shaykh. But the bad achila will be a malama. Creates a problem. The rabbi, he's had Rashi before by Chagiga, and he gets our Tzimais, I said it's not like that. But the Gemara Beferish, Ibsachim, that is equally a Velaila, or Ibsachim, and Apeites. That's the thing that we have by a Pesach. Now, we have a Pesach, Sheshokto Shachris, Barba Aser, Shaloli Shvay. In a way, you would think, what's the difference if we shechted a Karbon Pesach on Chanukah? The Shleim is bad, I'm finished. Pesach, Sheshota, Shemeshah, Barbosar, Shaloi, Lishmai, Oshach, Shachwitz, Barbosar, Shaloi, Lishmai, Rabbi Yeshua, Machshir. To Machshir the Karbon. Ke'ilo Nishchap, Yishloisha, Osar. It's as if he shechted it on the 13th. No, what happens if he shechts it on the 13th? It's kosher, becomes a shlomim. Rabbi Seira Paisel. And Rabbi Seira Paisel said, Ke'ilu nishchat beinu arbayim. This we have to understand why it is like that. What's enough kibina between the 13th or Chanukah? You know, or 13th Chanukah or the 14th of the morning. What's the difference? That we'll have to, we'll leave this on the side for the moment. Amar Shimon ben Azai b'kubal anibi b'yeshiva b'yishnayim zaken b'yayim shehishiva es Rabbi Shimon ben Azai when we have what he said Shimon ben Azai b'kubal anibi b'yishiva b'yishnayim zaken b'yayim shehishiva es Rabbi Lazar b'yishiva shekol zazvachim shenehanecholim shenizbuchu shalom lishman all kachim that are nechal Shalom Yishvak Sheirim, El Shalom Abayim B'Shem Chayva, Chutz Min HaPesach, U'Min HaChatos, Lo Hoisim Ben Azay, what is its whole point? Elo Ha'aylam, Lo Ha'adu L'Chachamim. He holds something that we never had before. In the whole Mishnah that we had before, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we had different shitas, Vagabe this, but now we have a new shita. It's a Shita Ben Azai who holds that an Ayla will also be possible. We'll see why it is like that. We do not hold like that, but we'll come back to it later on to Ben Azai. Now, Amar Abba Lazar, Amar Abba Ishiya. We have a unique halacha according to Ben Azai. That is, for some reason, if he shouts in the morning, the did is that's possible. Why if he shechts it on Chanukah? Shaloi lishma. It's called what's the difference if he shechts it in the morning or not? I mean, in the morning of the dollar, or if he shechts it on Chanukah, it should be the same thing. Amar Abalaza, Amar Abayshim, Afshir Hayim and Misera, the Pesach Sheshanta Shachmas Barba Osar, Lishmai, the Kuli Yayma Zimnehu, a Chiddush that he says, that if a person shechts a Tzmat at the Pesach, not on Yadalad Beno Arbayim, he shechts it on Yadalad in the morning, he's Yaitse's Karpet Pesach. Of course, the big thing is the Torah says, "V'shachtu Isai, Kalkahal Adas Yisrael, Beinu Arbayim." Umay Ki'ilu. What does it mean over here? It says that it's Ki'ilu. He shechted it. What do you mean? The Amar of Yeshua, Ki'ilu Amar. It's Ki'ilu Amar Iunami Ki'ilu Ki'ilu Ki'ilu. Here, see the Rashi. The Mishnah. Let's see. What did Mabeseira say here? They are Ki'ilu Shleishos or Mabeseira Paisel. Ki'ilu Nishchat Beinu Arbayim. It's as if he shechted it Beinu Arbayim. It's going to be puzzle as if he shechted it Beinu Arbayim. So what are we saying over here? The hell that we're saying? He's doing it the Mishnah Shalom Lishma. Umay Ki'ilu Aini the Amar of Yeshua Ki'ilu Amar Yonami Ki'ilu. So he says the words Ki'ilu also. Yachin Amiflegi Mishalom Lishma. Liflegi Mishalom Lishma comes out the main machlokes that we have here. It's not Shalom Lishma. Why do we have to say it in such a more complicated, abstruse case, I'm sure we should say it more to the point. When's the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach? Rabbi Ben Beseira could hold that the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach Ben Barbayim somehow is loved after and see how he learned it. And Rabbi, it's not like that. Why are you telling it in such a convoluted way to come and tell me the same thing? Ben Beseira, Hoyo Mitzoso Roy. So it says out there because the Gemara is telling us. If the Gubalishmai had the Machlaikis been where he shechted it Lishmai in the Mishnah, and we would not have had the Mishnah telling us Shalom Lishmai, Havabinamo Shalom Lishmai, maybe I would have thought, Maida Rabbi Shulam and Bisera, Hell be Tussle Rai, since Saif calls Saif, it is Yadalit. Yadalit in the morning is not like Chanukah. Yidal in the morning is Saif Kol Saif. It is the day, the Yom of Shita Sapesa. Maybe that's called Zmanai. You're not going to be Yaitse, but maybe it's still called Zmanai. And therefore, if you did it Shaloli Shma, maybe it's going to be possible. Maybe I could have a Havamina like that. You see, it's not such a Havamina. Something Gemara. And therefore, right there, I would say that that's what happens. And maybe it's going to be a puzzle like that. It's not like that. Okay. And therefore, so what is the Machlokes? So what is the Machlokes that we have? The Machlokes is really a Machlokes in whether or not you can shecht the Pesach in the morning. The Havamina might have been that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that you cannot shecht in the morning, you can't be yitz in the morning. But what about if you shecht at the Korban Pesach Shaloli Shmo in the morning? Maybe it does not become a Meiser Pesach because Saif calls Saif and is Yadalit, and maybe it's possible. There's a difference between the 13th and the 14th in the morning. Okay, that would be the Havamina. The Kabbalah is that it's not like that. The Kabbalah is it's not like that. He holds that it's going to be kosher, Rabbi Yeshua. He holds that you've shechted the Yadalit in the morning, you might as well have shechted the same thing on Chanukah. But the same thing on Rosh Hashanah, you could have done the same thing then. Doesn't make a difference. But now, let's get back to what the real Machlokes is, and that is, whether it's done in the morning or whether it's not, we'll see whether in the Maskana it even comes out like when we come out like this or not. But something tomorrow, here we have, how can it be that you're telling me, according to Ben Becerra, you can really shech the Korban Pesach in the morning. Soif kol soif. What does the Torah tell us? Tuf Beinu Arbayim. What does it mean, Beinu Arbayim? Beinu Arbayim. Usually means, and the Gemara says, V'haksiv. Beinu Arbayim. Amarulim Reina Ravi Loi, Beit Shnei Aravim. It means between the two Arabs. What are the two Arabs? The Arab of today and the Arab of yesterday. Yesterday was night, last night, and tonight. The interim is between the two Arabs, the night of today and the night of yesterday. That's how we learned the word Feino Arbaim. The Arab Techlomatsis is tonight. Yesterday's Arab was last night. And the window in between is the area, the time in between. Whole day, which means a whole day.
Sounds
like the night before. That's what it means. Tomit Tixim Beinu Arbayim. It says by the carbon Tomit Shal Beinu Arbayim. When it says Beinu Arbayim, Tomit Shal Shachar, the Tomit Shal Beinu Arbayim. When do you shech the Tomit Shal Beinu Arbayim? Achin Ami, you're going to say in Kuli Yayma, Husher? The Tomit Shal Beinu Arbayim, you do, what do you do that? You do that a whole day? Tasa Min Tixim is Akevasecha Tasa Vabiker. Michlal, the Beinu Arbayim, Beinu Arbayim Abish. There, of course, it does not mean that, because it's in contradistinction to the Tumid, the other Tumid of the Biker. Yeah, therefore, Masha, Eima Achad, maybe you'll say, Eima Achad Bab Biker, and Edoch is Kula Yayma. Maybe the other one is all day. One you shecht in the morning, the other one you have an option, shechting the whole day. That's what the words Beinu Arbayim mean, according if we're going to learn like that in the Pasuk. Echad ba'biker, v'leishnayin ba'biker. So that's why you can't do that. Because the Torah says, you shecht echad ba'biker, when it says when you do it one in the morning, it means to the exclusion of anything else. It's a kemes ha'echad tasev ba'biker, not two with ba'biker. Therefore, the Gemara says, what about Neiris? All right, so we'll say Korban Pesach is different. The words Bein Harbayim might lend itself, according to Mem Spirit, to be interpreted as being between things, between night times. What about Neiris, Dixiv, Bein Harbayim? It says over there also Bein Harbayim. It says by Neiris, Bein Harbayim. There it says, "Vahalos Aretz Neiris Bein Harbayim Yakti Rena." When do you light Neiris?
Which
Neiris? What? By the Menaira. What do you mean? The Menaira. Yeah, that doesn't make a difference. You light them all at the same time. In the time, it's only which one the Seder. You light five of the two. You mean? Yeah. No. Hachin Abi, Hachin Abi, the Kuli Yoyim Akoshmi. If it says Bein Harbayim, what are you going to say? The mitzvah of Adlachas Neiris at night, Be'erev, you're going to say you do it in the morning? I mean, they make a separate mitzvah according to the Rambam. You do it in the morning. But the main mitzvah is to do it Be'erev HaBiker. Shaini Hasan Dixim Be'erev HaBiker. V'tanya, what does it mean, Be'erev HaBiker? Be'erev HaBiker, Tedla Midasa, put enough oil in, Shatei Dalekes, V'Haleches, Be'erev HaBiker. So therefore it means different. It doesn't mean the morning. It has to be at night.
What does it mean?
What?
What does it mean, Tumid Shal Bein Harbayim?
It means the tumid that you would make, that you have to bring, every day. Quite a bit of saver, you mean.
The Bein
Harbayim, that means in the afternoon. But we'll see, that means, Mechinatut Shlolei Erev. What the shadows go towards the west. After Chatzos. After Chatzos. Behold the end, it's after Chatzos. Half hour after Chatzos. But it's Chinatut Shlolei Erev. It's the afternoon of every day. What is Biker? Biker means until Chatzos. Maybe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Biker means until 4 hours. According to the Rabbanan, it means Mechinatut Shlolei Erev, any time after Chatzos.
So what's Bein Harbayim?
So look.
There's a difference between Erev and Bein Harbayim.
Yeah. let me finish saying it first, okay? Wait. Tiksev, the Maravad, the Tani Maravad Biker, Ted Lami Dososh, Te Dolekes, Vahilechas, May Erevad Biker. Tamar Racher, Eilacho Avoida, Ksheira, May Erevad Biker. Elazu Bilvad, like we say about Hadlakas Neiris of the Menaira, there's no Avoida that's Kosher, May Erevad Biker, except for this, but not Hadlakas Neiris. And therefore, so we know that even according to Ben Becerra, this does not lend itself to be interpreted any other way. It has to be Meir of Adbiker. Only Karban Pesach, the words made Harbayim, will mean the entire day. What about Ketiris? We know by the Ketiris it says there also the Ksiv Ba'beinu Harbayim. What it say by the Ketiris also? Mahalasar and the Sinaris, Beinu Harbayim, Yakti Rena, Ketiras Tabit Lifnei Hashem Vatavasechem. So it says Beinu Harbayim there also. Hakinami, Nikuli Yaiba Kosher. What about we should say the same thing? Zat Gemara, no. No, there, of course, even Ben Beseva agrees for the same reason. Shiny Tyrus, the Iskish Vaneiris. Because there's a Hekish that we always have between Tyrus and Neiris. And what do you mean? There it also says, by Pesach, Shom, Tizbach, it's a Pesach, but Erev. Not Beinu Harbayim, even. It says, doesn't it tell you over there the word Erev also? And now you're telling you can do it even in the morning. So the Teichpin, according to Ben Becerra, to say that you can, the reason why, in the Mishnah, he holds that it's possible. If you do it in the morning, it's because it's the Zman for a Pesach to be shechted is a very big Deichik. And because that's how he used the words made to Harbayim. So think about her, no, maybe not. The reason why it says, but Erev, to tell you a drasha. Ahuli ucher davarhu, Udiyasa. To tell you the Chiddush, the Sanya, you ucher davar shenemarbo, but Erev, who made to Harbayim. The mitzvah where it uses the words two times, the erev and meinu arbayim. On the one hand, it says v'yishel shachtoi say kalkahal adas zel meinu arbayim, and then it says another thing sham tisbachas haPesach ba'erev. So it's telling you that you bring it after the davar shaloi nevarbo el meinu arbayim milvad. You bring it after that carbon that it's only identified as being made harbayim, which means after the tumit. So therefore, you bring the carbon tumit, the one exception that we have, that you bring the carbon tumit, and then you bring the carbon pesach after that. The one halacha, the one carbon that we have in all of Tyra, that we have, that you bring the carbon after tumit shemein harbayim, where you're never allowed to bring the carbon after tumit shemein harbayim. What?
An exception
to the whole rule of Allah Hashleh. Ella, Omika, Midi. Does that make sense? Look what's going to come out. Faiti Gemara Kashin. Mika, Midi. The Ilu Shachit Leibit Safra. Look what's going to come out according to Ben Becerra. According to Ben Becerra, you can shech the Korban Pesach in the morning, and Amar Zinnahu. And you'll say, you can do that. That's the right Zman. Now what? The Chimati Beit HaArbayim Amit Yuchar Dover. You have to shech that after the Tamachar Beit HaArbayim. Aren't these two things mutually exclusive? When's the Zman to go do it? After the Tamachar Beit HaArbayim. And the other hand, tell me I can even do it by in the morning. By Tamachar Shachari. Chimati Beit HaArbayim Amit Yuchar Dover in. It's not shmer at all. Then the Gemara holds this mamash and tarti to sasri this. Don't know why it's not a tarti to sasri. We find as hazach. The homer v'in, the homer v'yechad and halacha, the din is, mispalel shal mincha. What happens when a person has to daven musaf? Musaf, you daven in the morning. What do you mean, woke up late? No. But you have that when you have a musaf. You have musaf a whole day. When did making them good. Then to the next way. Do it. Whereas in the morning, before this man Mincha gets there, great. First, that's of course the big problem. That show you by Bayer, Tyson, and Brochus. What happened? We finish. By the time we finish, Minchurin. So maybe we should have a Mincha before Musa. Tyson says, I don't mean for us, it's a problem. We never start Musa after the Sman Mincha comes, by the way. Huh? We start Musa at 12 o'clock. Not that daven mincha yet. But the Tyson brings what they would daven, and it would always come like, it would come like that, uncommon. I'm sure it is an Igeia. Persons, they places where they start davening 9 o'clock or later, it comes of etiquette. They, by the time they finish Kriyas HaTorah, by they finish Kriyas HaTorah, they could daven mincha, it could be 2 o'clock, they could daven mincha then.
Yeah.
But Avot Bikain, they daven musaf. What? So what is the din? The din is over here that even though this man of Musaf comes first, but Avo Bikain, the hot din, we have it. Why?
Yeah.
The Homer of Yechner Allah of Ispahol Shel Mincha. The gentleman, Rabbi Isaac. The Achak Kach Bispahol Shel Musafim. And the Dava Musaf. You see what? Why is it like this? Because it's Tadir. You have the Zman of Musaf, you can daven in the morning. Daven Musaf at 9 o'clock in the morning if you want. But if it comes and it's Chal, if you didn't do it, Tadir prevails. You daven Mincha first. So maybe that's what it means over here too. If you wait till later, Yuchad Davish Nebuvaber Vabedu Arbayim, you bring the carbon Pesach after the Tavit Shomeinu Arbayim. Is that a steerer to Rebbe Seira saying you could do it in the morning? So what else does he see? It's not like that over here. We'll come right back in a minute. Something Gemara. So the Gemara then says, but what happens? Okay, so then what does it say? The Beinu Arbayim, that according to him, it means at night, right? Ubeinu Arbayim, that it says by Tyrus or by the name is Lubbly. Why does it say it that way?
You have another source that's actually in the afternoon. What would be Arbayim? What's talking about a pocket by Tyrus?
You have another verse. He says by Tyrus, you do it Beinu Arbayim. So why say it? Why are you telling it Beinu Arbayim? If the mice are, you're able to do it, if the words mean Shachris also. By Tyrus. You do it at night. By Tyrus, you do it at night.
But
Tyrus
is a hekesh. It's a hekesh
to the Neiris. That's a hekesh to the Neiris. There's the hekesh to the Neiris. That's the way it is. But why use the term if the words made out by him mean Shabbos? Behind Heshim Rebbe, Tachas Ben Besera, Ladivere Rebbe Yeshua, Lo im Amrit Mishloisha Osar. Beside it, what do we find over here? And this is what we see, L'chaira. Rebbe tied in that L'divrei Rebbe Yeshua, what do we have? Rebbe, we have Rebbe Yeshua in our Mishnah, right? Rebbe Yeshua said, you go and you shent the Pesach, Shalom Lishma in the morning, it's good for Shlomim. It's like Chanukah. But if it was shent, you might as well shent it in Rosh Hashanah. So he said, L'divrei Rebbe Yeshua lo, im amrit b'shloisha asar, she'ein b'tzasa roi. Are you going to say like that, b'shloisha asar on the 13th, that part of the day is not roi, and therefore what? It's a good carpet. You can make it into a shlomit. Does that mean, Toymar, are you going to say, garbosa, she'b'tzasa roi? Is that a reason to say that it's going to be where part of it is right? Is that a reason to come and say that that's the same thing as the 13th? The 13th is the same thing as the 14th? Seif kol seif. part of the day is right to be is to be brought for the Korban Pesach. Slip called slave. It's part of the day is right to be brought for the Korban Pesach. Now, that was just a taina, the Heshiv Rebbe, to Rabbi Yeshua. Now, the Ibisa, Kulo Rayu. Let's assume that according to Bebesera, the morning is really right to be brought. The morning is really right to be brought Beit HaRabayim, because that's how we learn Beit HaRabayim. So what does that mean? The Eim, Isa, Kulo Rayu. What does it mean part of it is right? Therefore, part of it is right. You should say it's puzzle. But Kulo Rayu, therefore I mean Kulo Rayu, therefore you should say that that it's kosher. That is kosher for when you do it Shalom Lishma. Well, we're going until now from the very beginning of the Gemara till this point that according to Mebesera, the morning is good for Shechitas HaPesach. So what was the taina? What was the taina to him? Taina is what? If it's Mitzvah Rai, you should say it's Pasul. Hell, I must say that. Therefore, the Gemara says no. Rabbi Yechanan. When he passels it, Ben Besera, it's not because he holds the morning is good for Shechitas HaPesach. The morning is possible for Shechitas HaPesach. You cannot check the Korban Pesach in the morning. Ben Lishma, Ben Shalom Lishma, it's an in-between Zman. It's a Zman, which is in between, that it's not good Lishma, or it's not good for anything. Why? Tell me, it's so right. Because of that Svara that we entertained, remember before, when we said, according to Rabbi Yeshua, when we had a Havamina, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, maybe it should be possible. I mean, the Gemara says, and therefore, so the Gemara is telling us that, and the Maskana, according to the way the Gemara here is saying now, that the Seira holds the morning is no good for Pesach, but it's not good for Shlo Lishmo either.
Right.
It's not going to make it into a Shlomo. Why? Because the Yayim Saif Kol Saifus is my Zman of Pesach. So what does it mean, Beit HaRabayim? Like everybody else learns Beit HaRabayim. Beit HaRabayim means the second half of the day. There's a Ramban of Slumish, by the way, Beit HaRabayim, between the two Arabs. And why it's called Beit HaRabayim. But Beit HaRabayim, according to everybody, refers to the second half of the day. That doesn't mean in the morning anymore. It doesn't mean between last night and now.
Why does the Torah sometimes say Erev and
sometimes Bein HaRabayim? Well, there is a difference. Because Erev means night. Bein HaRabayim means afternoon. That's a difference. Yeah. You can't shat the Pesach Mabish Be'erev. You eat it, Be'erev Techlo Matzahs. You eat it at night. But Bein HaRabayim, you can't eat the matzahs, right? You can't eat it, and you can't be in Bein HaRabayim, you can't eat it. And Be'erev, you can't shat the carbon either. Erev is not, right? Beit HaRabayim is afternoon. Hal mitzvahs right. Beganet by Rabbi Avo. If that's the case, it came Pesach kosher l'ben b'seira hechim ashkachas lo. Hal tits, and Gemara says, let's assume, according to ben b'seira, on the 13th, you certainly can't do it. On the 14th, in the morning, it's no good one way or the other. Lishmai shalai lishmai. When will you be going to be mafresh it? When are we going to be mafresh the Pesach? Let's say you're mafresh it yesterday. What should really happen? Yesterday, it was right for a carbon. A week ago. You can do it a week ago. What would happen if you did it a week ago? It's right, not for the Pesach, but it's right for Shlomit. Now, but of course, what's going to happen then? It's going to be right. As soon as the morning comes of Yadalit, it's not right for Shlomit, but it's not right for a Pesach, so it should be a Psalm of Dichli. Now, let's say you hold, not like Ben Besera, then it's always right. Never a problem if you don't like Ben Besera. Because until the afternoon, It's going to be right for a shlomit. So let's say, lachamo. It came, basically, by the hechem ashkachas. Eid the afreshino ha, eid the, what are you going to be mapushit in the morning? In the morning it's not right for a carbon. It's dichay bay kara. Eid the afreshino bay yesmo. It's even worse. It's even worse. You did it from yesterday where it is right for a carbon. As soon as this morning comes, what's going to happen? It's there of a nitcha. It's going to be where originally it was right. Now it's there. Now it's nitcha. The only way you can do it is only after Chatzos. That's when you'll do it. And then Abaye Omar, maybe we'll pause here for a minute. He said you'll do it after Chatzos. The Gemara holds, though, if you don't hold like Ben Bessera, you do whatever you want. You can do it in the morning. Gemara says, why not do it in the morning? It's there if it is. Remember, according to the pastas, it should come out. What happened to the din of Bikur Dalet Yomim that it applies by Pesach? When you do that, doesn't that tell you, according to the Tereyevin, that you have to be Beinikit for a moment? There's a din of Bikur. Remember, the Tereyevin had to declare whether or not it has to be Hegdish already from before. Which means that when are you ever mafresh a carbon Pesach? It has to be a minimum of 4 days before. If you hold that you can be mafresh it less than 4 days before, and the din bikur dalad yamim applies, that would be a raya, that the din bikur dalad yamim that you have by Pesach at Tamid is able to be even when it's chol. So the chayr, we have a raya, pashas from the Gemara over here. We have a raya from the Gemara over here that you'll be able to be mekayim the Bikur Dalet Yomim before your Magdashit, which is a stira to the Gemara of Tamimim Shlohutra Letzibur. That's one raya that we have over there. We have the Gemara from Shmuel, but we have the raya before over here also, Dabav, that it is by the leftover Tamimim, they would take, cancel it out, and that go do because of my best and master. But the question that we have here is, what happens to the din bikur dalet yamim also? From this Gemara Pashtus, we would have a raya that the din bikur applies even before it becomes hegdish. From Beb Seir, he's not arguing in the din bikur dalet yamim. There's no numach like his team Beb Seir with anybody else in the din of bikur dalet yamim. Yeah, so that'll be the gay here. But even at more of our fundamental problem that we have over here is, the Gemara said, you can't have such a thing, according to Ben Bessera, the Makkah where the Torah says, Yehuchar Davish Nebo Bavar V'Beidu Arbayim, the Davish Nebo Bavar Arbayim Bilvad. What's going to happen? You bring the Tobit Shalbeidu Arbayim, and you have to bring the Pesach afterwards. According to Ben Bessera, you're able to do it in the morning. How could it possibly be? You're telling me I can do it in the morning. When I do it in the afternoon, I have to bring it after the Tumah Shomeinu Arbayim. Thinking about it, what do you mean? What happened to Mincha and Musaf? You can daven Musaf before. And when you daven later, Mincha comes before Musaf. Now, the big problem that we have here is, what is the din that Mincha comes before Musaf? Mother. What is the din of Yehuchar Davar that the Pesach comes after the Tavid? Is that a din in Tadir? Or it's a din the Chetz of the Pesach has to follow the Tavid? Yehuchar Davar Shenemar Bober, what is this man of Shechitas HaPesach? After the Tavid Shomeinu Arbayim. Why? Is the din that it's after the Tavid Shomeinu Arbayim? Because it's a din in the Tumid that it has to come first, al Tadir. And that's the reason the Pesach comes later, because of a din Tadir. Or it's a din in the Pesach. It's not a mila in the Tadir in the Tumid because it's Tadir. Therefore it should be preferred, should be have preference over the Pesach. There's a separate din, the Gabe Pesach. Of Yehuchar Davar, that this man of Pesach follows the Tumid. That's a din in the Pesach, that it has to come after the Tumid.
Right, the Nafkamina is it going to be possible if he did it before?
Nafkamina, we can have a Nafkamina, even to deal with the problem of Mechusar's man.
Right.
Let's say, for example, that Frank Menekashe. Let's say you had checked it before. Let's say you had checked it before the Tabit Shoveinu Arbayim. The evidence kosher. It's kosher. You can do that. Yes. It's not going to be possible. It's a Mishnah in Pesachim and Sabachal.
Right. It's kosher. But
then, Shainim Kub, what happened to Dinah Mechusar's Mad? Maybe it's Mechusar. Now, if you're going to deal with the Dinah Mechusar's Mad, the Shita Mechubetzes, it's like on this, in Menachas. Pesach in Dafhei. Think of Dafhei in Menachas. In the Shita. That's the deal with that, whether it's a problem of Mechusar's Mad, why the Pesach is able to be brought after the Tumin, why isn't it a problem of Mechusar's Mad? Now, what does it have to do with Mechusar's Mad? The mind, if it's a din in the Pesach, we hear that you can jump to talk about. But if it's a Maila in the Tumin, because you have Tumin there. See, what about, it's not a din. There's no chesaron in the Pesach. You bring the Pesach whatever you want, before the Tumin, after the Tumin. The reason why you bring the Tumin first, because it's about the Gemalta Gemalta and the Tumin, because of the fact that it, maybe it's Tadir. Let's say because it's Tadir. If that's the case, then we hear it. But if you're telling me that it's a problem of Mechusar's Zman, it means that the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach does not apply it. You have to wait till after the Tumid. So it's going to bring in from Mincha and Musaf. What? That, if you borrow it's true, it's bringing Ben Beseria as the problem. But the basic premise of the problem is what the Havana, the Din of Yuchar Dover is. And that we don't see in Machlaikis between Ben Beseria and the Rabbanan. The Machlaikis Ben Beseria and the Rabbanan is when is this man of Shechitas HaPesach. Do you do it in the morning, or do you not do it in the morning? Something about fights, so let that machlekes there. But something Gemara, but there isn't, that has nothing to do with the din of Yehuchar Dover. There's another din. That in the afternoon, you have to have it after the Tabit Shabbeinu Avayim. L'chaira, what it means is, that whatever the din, and whatever the Havada of the din is, Yehuchar Dover, Shneva Bover, Vabbeinu Avayim, whatever the Rabbanan hold and the lumbus of that din is the same din as Ben Beseira. So we're not going to make a new machlokes in the Havad of that din of Yuchar Dover. Whatever one holds, the other one holds the same lumbus. But if that's the lumbus of the din, what are you bringing it from Mincha Musaf for? That's a din in Tadir. This is the kasha that we have. This is our kasha. Or this Gemara. What the beer advar? It's like I had Shakasarye. I got Shakasarye. And my sefer of deal with this also. Rabbi Blaim Malud in the Chiddush of Rabbi Elaine also as Aymed. I saw he's also Aymed on this. Yeah. But this is the kasha. About it, we at least have to back the kasha. What the Tarvitz is to this is, you know, it's going to be the Gaya. You know what? How we understand the whole thing of Yuchar Dover. But the pashtus is, from this Gemara, at least we have to stop over here, tell over here, what the din of Yuchar Dover is. The Gemara lumps together the din of Yuchar Dover with the din of Tadir. It's one thing I'm doing with the other. Now the Shaila is that we have to clarify the lumpness of Yuchar Dover, and to be Machiach Rayas, what that din is. We do see from the Shita that shows it to the din of Machutus, that din in the Pesach. If it is a din in the Pesach, we have a problem, work to do. If it's a din in the Pesach, it means that it's not the Zman yet of the Pesach you booked over. So you have to, I have to because it's a mile up. But if there wouldn't be a din of Tadir, I have to do this din by the Pesach. I have to do it after the Tumid. So what's going around bringing a Raya from a case where there's no din that the Musaf, there's no din that the Musaf have to come after Mincha. It's a Maila of Mincha to go ahead and do it because it's Tadir. So it's about coming to shlug up the din of Yuchar Dover. Yuchar Dover has nothing to do with the din of Tadir. Yuchar
Dover a Heter?
No, not a Heter. No, not a Heter. So it's about the Katchilu, the Mitzvah is to do it. Yeah, it's a Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv even. Yeah.
And what's the
Tzad
of Tadir? I mean,
Tzad
doesn't call us Tadir. It's just Yuchar
Dover
to do it
after. No, it's like Tyson says in Pesachim. What would you say, without any Xeris HaKosis, what would you think? I would say, I've had a Tavit has to come first, because it's Tadir. Comes the din. Comes the din. I'm talking to Ashlalah, Ashlalah, but it says, but you can't do that. You're not allowed to shech the cup, anything after the tumid. So the din of tadir does not apply. Now what? So the din of tadir does not apply because there's a din of Allah Hashlan. Now comes the din of Yukhar Dover and says what? That there's no chesaron of Allah Hashlan. Then maybe you're back to the din of tadir. Or it says, no, you're right. The din of Yukhar Dover is not a heter to go to say that you're back. It's Chazer Mabish, it's Hadra L'duchna, the din that we have of Tadir. It's a new din of Yuchar Dover that says that the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach has to follow the Talmud.
Not because
of Tadir, it's a din of Pesach for whatever reason.
That's the din of Pesach of Mirror. That's the bar. You can't do it by the Zman of the Kham Shemin Abayim. Why is it not going to be Yuchar even the Pesach of Mirror after Kham Shemin Abayim?
No, but the Evan, you certainly can.
Yeah,
you don't have to. It's not Ma'akiv that did a Beit HaRabayim. Remember, let's say you go and you shechted it before you can do that. You shechted it before the Tumid, it's good. To Mishnah and Tzavach. You can't shecht it before Chatzayis, of course. Then it's not Beit HaRabayim, but if it's a Beit HaRabayim, you can do it even before the Tumid, but the Evan, not this man to do it. So that's one thing. And then we have the other thing, I'll be beaker, what's going to be the din over here. Now, so what the Gemara now says, another thing. Maybe, even if you hold that you're able to go and be mafresh the carbon according to Mevesera, don't God prove it from there. Maybe even he holds that you'd be able to be mafresh from the morning. Right, even the Abaya Omar, Afilu Tema Mitzafra, you're able to go and do it from the morning, and it's not, even without saying that you did it, you have to do it, you're only able to do it after Katzayis. No, but you do it in the morning also, even though everything becomes possible. Why? Because possible either way. Because I feel there is a Mechusser Zman by B.I. What should be the problem? Mechusser Zman? As long as it's by B.I.M. and because of others, so there's no psula b'chusser zman, can it before, like we say other times, on Rapoba Amra Afilu Teba Mayurta. You can even do it the night before. Why? Laila ain't b'chusser zman. Because when you're the psula of Laila, does not make it b'chusser zman, as long as during the Yom, sometime during the Yom, you'll be able to do it. L'tani Rabbi Yishmael, like it says, the Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Leil Shmini Nichnas Odir Lehisaser. You're able to be mafresh by some behema the night of the eighth day, even though you can't bring it for a carbon. Look at Rabbi Yabatriki. The Rabbi Yabatriki Rabbi says, Ksiba Yeshivas Yabitachasimo. A behema has to be 7 days alive, Tachasimo. Halila, the next night, Chazi. Look, Ksiba, on the other hand, what do you mean it's Chazi? Can't bring it at night, Maksiv. Can't do it at night. Has to be from the day of the eighth. So the Gemara, Halayla lo fuzzy. Okay, son. Laila likdusha. You can be magnishit. Be mafish by Sebehema at night. Yeah, I'm lahartza. But the yayim is lahartza. The yayim is for the ritzui, and therefore the laila is not mechusser's man. The mashmos of the Gemara is what? Let's say you were mafish the mice of behemoth, you're mafish a carbon, but it's alive 5 days after it's born. What happens then? It's mechusser's man is a kaddish to carbon. The Gemara says, is it lie, it's Laila v'kedusha. The Yayim l'hartza. Let's say it was not Laila v'hartza because it's the Yom Shmini. Let's say it was the fifth day, the second day, the third day. Would it be Kaddish or not?
We have a choice
later on, not here. The Sichet Kuf Yedalin. The Tosfos stands on it whether or not it has Kedusha or does not have Kedusha. Whether maybe it could have Kedusha, but it'll be a Kedusha Psula. If you're magnish it before the Tzvat, that it's not right to be brought for a carbon.
And you do
Bikunin. No, that's by the Tobin, separately. I'll have to deal with that if you learn Echonami. If you don't like to rehab it, I have to figure that out. That's right. But let's say a regular carbon. You go in, you're magnish it for a Chatos 2 days after it's born. Is it have Kedusha's Chatos? Or in order for it to have Kedusha's Chatos, you have to do it on the 8th day. There's a machlokes in this. Remember, we have...
They're in Bechairis. Rashi and Bechairis.
What?
Rashi and Bechairis.
Very good. Very good. Rashi and Bechairis. We have a Rashi and Bechairis. The Rashi and Bechairis.
Chaf Aleph.
So in Chaf, not
Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph.
There's no Pei Aleph in Bechairis.
Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph.
Chaf Aleph, yeah, and Chaf Aleph on the base at the top. I mentioned this. Yeah, last time I mentioned. Huh. Oh, well.
Now, Rebbe always discusses this, Rashi.
Yeah, that Rashi also is not Kaddish at all.
Yes, Kaddish is not Chal.
It is Kaddish. But except that it's a Kaddish of Psula. But it is going to be Kaddish. No, that can't be a day of bringing, but it has to be. It's eligible to be brought. Yeah. Okay, so here is a well. So how Ketzad? Yeah, now, in order to the whole discussion that we have here, it's all predicated on what? That the din of Dichli, we're saying the whole time, it's all based that when the behemoth is alive, of course, which is not pushing. Like we have this very difficult din that we have, and we talked about in other places. But now, unfortunately, we don't have the luxury, the time to deal with all this. Behema shall shnei shutfim. Higdish chetzia, v'chazim lakha chetzia. He was magdish his half, and then he bought his shutf's other half. And then he was magdish that. Rigdisha. Kedusha v'yeda kreva. It becomes Kaddish also, but it's not able to be brought. Why not? It's able to make a tumura. V'yaisa tumura has kedushas haguf, and therefore it's able to be able to make a tumura. Utumarasa can't say, well, also you can't bring it because it's dichui. The shvabina plus shvabina. Obviously, you see from here that the behemoth that had originally kedushas haguf in hair was not eligible, obviously, to be brought. It can't be brought. It's over half of it is kedush. That originally when it became Kaddish, it was Dichai, originally. Dichai Bekara is Dichai. And we also see from here that even though it was not right at all to be brought, and the only thing it was right to be used for was to be for its value. Can't bring it on the Mizbeach. These are all reasons to be Dichai. And therefore, it corroborates that which we're saying now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that there's Nicham and Balechayim. Now, of course, but we have over here the alumnus of why this is Dichoy, and why it becomes Kaddish Kedushas Haguf, that we have as an inyan unto itself, which we did deal with other times. But we don't have the luxury to go through the whole thing again. Omar Ulam Rabbi Yechanan. Here we have a person, he was mafish chalev, and then he ate chalev, and he was mafish achatos, behemer dos, and then he became a mummer. What happened? He became an oimin of an azara. The chazar bo, and then he did tshuva. What happened? He ate chalev, was mafish chatos, good chatos, wonderful chatos. And then he became a bummer, rejected the chatos, and then he did tshuva. But he kept the chatos. Let's say his mafish, and then something happened. He couldn't bring the carbon, because when he became Then he became better, became cured. Vitcha, it's always Vitcha. Utrichi. I need fools for the dead of Dichoy, the one where he became a mourner, and the one where he became sick. The Shaitan. The Ashmina Kabai Sam Simshim Abi Dachanav Shemiyadayim. He became a mourner, it means it was Dichoy Biyadayim. He made it himself ineligible to be brought. Abul Hacha, where it happened because of some mental ailment that he had. Abul Hacha, the Bimela Yitchi. You know what? It's like he stopped sleeping. The Ashwaited Hachabi should be a Biyado Lanzar. Maybe it's different. Because it's not Biyado Lanzar, and therefore it's not etched in concrete. This psul. Aval Hacha, the Ashwaited Lanzar. He could do Chuvayma Lotrich. By Rabirmia. Achal Chaylev, Ivish Carbon. But what about this? He was Mavish and Carbon, and then what? Bahiro Bezdin, Shechaylev Butter. And if Bezda was what became in Paskin that Chaylev was mutter, like the whole Gemara in Horius, they wouldn't allow it to be brought anyway. Because Rubah, then Bezda was Chayzer. Now, mi avi dichoy, alo avi dichoy. What about that? When Rabbi Yechanan started to talk about Bitchoyim, Dinam of Nitcha, Meha Pasach, he would start from that case. That is the most elementary case. I time up because asam gavra itchi a carbon low itchi. Over there, the person could. My time up. Asam gavra itchi carbon low itchi. Hacha carbon nami itchi. In the cases that we had before, there were cases where the person he became a shaita or something. Nothing happened to the carbon, or became a mummer. Nothing happened to the carbon. Nothing intrinsically wrong that disqualified it. Here, Be'etzer became disqualified. So it has mamish all the chesreidus. Amr Shemed Azai, remember we said, Mikublani v'b'shnayim shivim v'shnayim zakin and lamali v'bisti shivim v'shnayim zakin v'kula b'chada shitas avukaymi. They all held the same way. And then remember we said that in the Seifa of the Mishnah, we had a unique din that was different than all the halachas that we had until now in the first Mishnah. And Oila is different. And he said that an Oila shlolishmo becomes puzzle. Amar Avuna, my time in the Ben Azai. Oila hu reshemech lechech l'Hashem hi. He lishmok shera shlolishmo psula. We learned out l'Hashem hi. That's a miyud. Oshem dami when he mixed in who. That's why the same thing again, the Gemara deals with again. How who is the Achar Torasei Burim would exist? Hi, Nami, the Achar Torasei Burim would exist. What do you mean? Look at this Pasuk. It's also talking about that. But Trehu Xivi. Gabi Yashu Nami Trehu Xivi. It says the word who twice. No, it meant as I become a Chaymer, he learned it out. So I become a Chaymer, the Pasuk and Ayla Shalom Lishmo. Why? Umachat Hashem Kovei the Kaleo. Shach, Lushmo Psula, Oila, Shehi Kolio, was completely burnt like Kolshke. Malachatshke Becha Peres, Pesach Echich. Malabeshke, it's about a Kavua, Atas Bechich. Because we're at the Larry Zekaris, Larry Zekaris, outside of Shabbish Mahen, Shehein, Kutchim, the Shachlet Shalolishmo Psoso, and by me, Avi Oila, Shehi Kutchim, the Shachlet Shalolishmo Psula. I'm out outside. Hashavish forget sheishma had tzad chorus. Pesach is chayv chorus if you don't do it. Achatos comes because of the raver sheishma chorus. Medaz it tzad chorus leiparach. Mitz Hashem will pick it up over here then tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.